All right.
Along those lines, yeah. What did you feel like you guys did well in the game?
You know, we got the win. That was the most important thing. I thought we kept them to low numbers, you know, in terms of points. And then yards, obviously, we got off the field on third down, which was a big point of emphasis. Thought we played, did some good things in the run game, and we didn't give up the big explosive plays, which we talked about, making them go the long hard way and not giving them anything cheap over the top, and we did that, and I thought we were physical in the game, and I thought we just played together. Well, you know, we talked last week about, everyone needing to do more, players and coaches together, just looking to take it up a notch. And I think that was an effort, on their part to take some extra time, together as a unit. And I thought that was a positive. I think it paid off for us.
How he puts together a defense, how much influence, if any, has that had on you?
As coaches, we try to, study other schemes and other coaches. And I've done that, and Lovey's been a guy that I've looked at, over the years. There's so much film available for us now. Every game that's played in the NFL is on your desktop every week, and so you can study and see. So he's a heck of a coach, and he does an outstanding job.
When you took over, you took a lot of the same players over here. Obviously, you even ran a lot of the same principles of his scheme.
Mm-hmm.
During his year off, when you were here, how often, if at all, did you ever talk to him about the team, the scheme, anything related to coaching this defense?
I didn't have any contact with him along those lines at all.
No, in that regard, to whatever extent of any, has that been an awkward transition? You have your own principles and defensive things you want to do, but you've had to kind of run his, not had to, but you've run his defense with his players who were emotionally tethered to him. Mm. Has that been in any way kind of problematic?
No, it was. There was no issues there, no awkwardness. We're just coaching and we're playing and I've been in situations before where, you go into a new organization, whether it's college or pro, and there's players there that play for other coaches, and that's common, and so that's just something that you work with, and it's a challenge, but you do what you need to do and just move forward best you can.
Is there anything that you admire about what he's done with the guys here or when he was here?
Yeah, he's I've known him over the years, just going back to my time in college. And first and foremost, I appreciate what he stands for as a person. And, obviously he's paid his dues as a coach and has done a heck of a job as a coach. And so those are all things that I have a high level of respect for.
Concern how much Josh McCown knows about your defense?
No.
How does that familiarity help you with him?
We're really concerned about what we need to do in the game, and that's the most important thing. Obviously, he knows a lot about us, and obviously we're on tape, and so in terms of film study and then what he knows from being inside the building, he has information there. But it's going to be more about what we do, and there's going to be a lot more involved in the game than just that.
Coach, you've worked with secondaries a lot over your career. Obviously, it's a challenge going up against guys that you're giving up a half foot to, and Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. What are some of the techniques, or how do you work with your cornerbacks knowing that they're going to give up that size advantage on a play-by-play basis?
Yeah, just do your job and carry out your technique. You don't ever want to get overwhelmed by someone else's size or talent. You know, just know you're not the only guy out there. And, you know, you do your job to the best of your ability, you know, relative to the coverage and the technique that we need you to play. And compete to the best of your ability. And that's how you approach that.
And what did Josh do well against the Redskins last week?
He did a lot of things well. I mean, he has some really big plays in the passing game. You know, obviously he's going to, you know, if there's an open man, he's going to find it, find that man. They did a really good job of just with their overall approach in terms of, you know, getting the ball out quickly when need be. And when they want to take shots down the field, they had good protection. He did really good recognition on some of the pressures that were run against them. And so they were able to make some big plays. And, you know, obviously he's a tremendous leader and things like that. And you could tell that he's got command and they play well as a unit.
Mel, what signs of real growth did you see in that game against the Vikings as opposed to just a lesser degree of difficulty against an offense that's not that great with a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, again, you know, we look at, you know, what we did, and we try to evaluate, you know, each position in the group as a whole, and you look at how much positive production is there relative to negative production. We have very few mistakes in the game. We tackled well in the game. We were on the same page, throughout the entire game. We executed the calls that we made. And we played fast, and we played, you know, all the way through for 60 minutes. There were some critical situations that where we felt like we needed to improve. You know, there was a sudden change situation where we were able to hold the opponent to no points. There was a couple backed up situations where we were able to keep them backed up. You know, things like that, just situational football where we improved. No, regardless of the opponent that you're playing, you know, those are some of the things that you need to do to play well and to win.
So, after coming off of those previous games, the two previous games, would you consider it as a coach a turning point? Do you think they made that much progress?
I just thought that we got better and we did what we needed to do to win that game. And so now, we're on to a new opponent. It's a new week. And you know, we didn't play a perfect game, so we're looking to improve. You know, obviously, and then prepare for this group and raise the bar, you know, so to speak, in our meetings and practice. You know, it's cliche, but I mean, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Every team in the NFL is looking to improve each and every week. And so, you know, that's what we're looking to do. There's some things that we did that we feel like we can build upon. And then obviously some things that we need to clean up, and so we're working to do that.
You guys got Bass in the rotation a little bit. Hit Teddy on the final interception. What did you get out of him, do you think, overall?
Yeah, Bass has been doing a really good job in practice. And he got an opportunity to be up, and I think he made the most of it. He played for us last year, and I think he's improved as a pass rusher. He's really stout in the run game. You know exactly what you're going to get in terms of the run. And he's worked really, really hard, you know, at his rush. And so he got an opportunity to rush in the game, you know, that rush that you were talking about. We've seen him do that exact same thing in practice. And so it was good to see.
What did specifically he get better at in the pass rusher?
I think just using his hands, you know, and just his approach, you know, making sure he has a plan, you know, when you line up against a guy, and he went in there and he made the most of the opportunity, and that's what you like to see. And I mean, Dave was he's still a young player, and you know that was another thing. You know, we were really excited to see some of our guys improve in the game. I mean, we thought we had some guys that have been getting better, and it really showed up in the game.
Anybody else you can mention?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Hurst played a really nice game. He was he tackled well. He matched patterns, in our zones and did a nice job there. You know, every game that Shea's been back since being injured, you know, he's gotten better. He's gotten better and better. And so, you know, those are things that we look at in terms of developing, you know. And so and that, there were a lot of positives coming out of that game.
Well, what about Brock Vereen's skill set is something that allows you to use him in these, some of these third down passing situations?
Yeah, well, you know, Brock is he's got really good quickness and he's fast, you know, and you know he's smart, and so and he's a willing tackler, and he showed that he can make tackles in space. He's willing to come up in the box, and so he's a guy that we've liked since from day one, and when he's gotten in games, he's made some plays for us. So, you know, he's earned a role, and you know, that we feel good about.
Now, with Evans and Jackson, two big guys who can get deep and win jump balls, how important is it to pressure McCown before he has time to wait for those guys?
It's going to be important to get pressure on him. That's going to be a big part of the game, whether it's with four or with five or with six, whatever it takes, and to have really, really good coverage behind it, whatever we decide to do. But it's going to be important. You know, he's a rhythm passer. He does a really nice job with that. And so we have to make sure that we try to disrupt his timing and his rhythm, and the receivers as well. And really that's not something that's just specific to him. That's typically what you need to do with the quarterbacks. And so that would be a challenge for us this week.
Now, going back to Lovey. Was he, when you were a young player, a young guy as well?
I'm still a young guy.
I did not mean past time. was Lovey an inspiration for other young African American players or coaches to want to become a head coach? Was he a role model in that way?
You know, I can only speak for myself. I really appreciate people that I see as really good coaches that are, you know, first-class guys that I perceive to do things the right way, and then have had success over time. You know, and regardless of, you know, their background or their color, race or whatever. And so, you know, he's one of those guys.
Kyle Fuller had the naked eye impact that he did earlier in the season. Is it the injury, or has he reached a plateau, or is he still making progress in ways that aren't as overt?
I think he's still making tremendous progress as a player, and you know some things that you know in the little details and things that we talk about each and every day. You know, to his credit. He's played through some pain and some injuries. He's got a cast on his hand. He had a hip pointer at some point that he caused him to lose some time. But you know he has he never complains. He never makes any excuses for anything. He just goes out and works each and every day, and then he goes in the game and competes. And a lot of some of the technique and the detail and some of the little things, he's improved in some of those areas you know, you see the splash plays, you know, the interceptions and things like that. You see those. He's still more than capable of making those plays, and at some point, I think that he'll get those.
Mel's offenses have spread out and gone big tight ends over the last, you know, 5-10 years or whatever. How do you feel like the Tampa 2 has held up?
Yeah, well,
against that test of time.
Well, it's you know, the one coverage in itself, just standing alone, is not good enough. And typically, when you see most teams, you know, in terms of a split safety coverage, it's either going to be cover two. It's going to be quarters, or it's going to be quarter half, and so it's usually, you know, one of those three a team will choose to play, and then you're going to play cover one and some form of cover three, and so and the mix of the coverages I think is really what's key to be able to play a couple different coverages well. And so whether it's Tampa 2 or it's quarters or quarter half, it's the execution of the coverage in combination of, you know, working them in with other coverages and other pressures that make it work.
Now, going back to when you were a younger coach in college, didn't you replace Lovey at Ohio State? And did you have some common players that you coached with? He was the defensive back coach before you became the defensive back coach there?
Yeah, I think that was a little while before I got to Ohio State. I knew that he had been there, and but I didn't immediately replace Lovey at Ohio State.
You were much younger.
Yeah, that, you know what? It seems like just yesterday, but that was kind of back in the day. So.